For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
There's seven of you here. You have to decide who leaves with $1,000. Round one is beginning.
So what's everybody's sign?
What does sign have to do with anything? I want to know bank balances. I want to know personal stories.
Negative.
300. Personal stories. So I'm black in America, so shit sucks. Okay. That's why I deserve $1,000.
Okay, that sounds really demeaning to black people, suggesting that all black people in America have crappy lives. Maybe not everyone in that group has that experience. It seems a little prejudiced to me to say something like that.
Wait. No. What if everyone who's not black leaves as a form of reparations?
Holy
Then the rest of the three of us get to decide who takes $1,000.
Love that.
Wow, that went to full-on racism really quickly. I mean, we're only a minute and a half into a 20-minute video, and that's all it took for her to look at someone's skin color, know nothing about their situation, and say they owe her something.
What if we donate the money?
I know who needs to go, because you said to charity, so.
Yeah. He's number one.
I think you gotta go. I'm sorry.
It seems like Joe, the guy in back, gave a selfless and moral suggestion while at the same time being a part of a group that Hodan, the Islamic girl, deemed as evil. He said it was a joke, but even if it was, they didn't believe him, so I think he still gets the credit for being good. Now, before we get into the rest of this, allow me to introduce the challenge. This video comes from a Seattle-based YouTube channel called Cut, and the series is called 1,000 to 1. In this show, a group of people have to decide which one of them gets $1,000. The game is played in several rounds, and they can pretty much decide who gets the money however they want, as long as when it gets to the last round, the final three unanimously vote for who gets it. Cut does this segment a lot. While most of them are kind of just innocuous and uneventful, this episode really shows how cruel and selfish some of the racial divide and conquer tactics have made people. Now, the contestants don't always do this in every episode, but this particular group has decided to make the decision by voting based on who they think needs money the most. So they have all chosen to give a quick speech on why they deserve the money. Let's hear some of them.
I spend every single day trying to save the world. I work on issues of climate change. I am a good person, and I need new tires.
That sounded really narcissistic. Self-proclaiming that you're a good person after suggesting that you use racism to determine who gets the money. Also, I would think that a good person who is here to save the world would want to maybe donate that money to an environmental charity, not buy tires, which, by the way, are made out of oil.
Okay, here we go. I haven't been working since April, so it'll be my third surgery within a year since my initial accident. Like, seriously, my bank account's literally, like, negative 300 right now.
If you're going paycheck to paycheck, where are those paychecks coming from if you're not working?
Hold up. If you got hurt at work...
Where are your workers' comp?
Yeah.
That's my paycheck to paycheck. But you only get how much of your income? You only get
60%. 60% of your income.
Exactly.
Since April, it's now... How are you getting workers' comp for 6-7 months?
Like, y'all asking too much questions, but that is the truth.
Did you guys hear that fake wind-up to cry? Let's hear that again.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go. I promised myself I wouldn't cry. Welcome to acting. And if you don't think she was trying to play it up, here's her telling Hodan to cry during her presentation.
Give me your pitch. Give me your 30-second pitch why you deserve $1,000.
Cry a little bit.
Anyway, it sounds like Shakira here is more lazy than she is needy. I don't know what her accident was, but she seems to be standing up fine and looks free of injury. She might not be allowed to return to work for her initial job, but as far as I can Google search, there's legally nothing wrong with her getting a temporary second job. $300 isn't the end of the world. Go bust some tables or answer phone calls in an office. I mean, there are straight up multiple videos of you on Cut during the same time period before this video where you look totally fine and able to work.
At this point, I'm not working as well. So my bills are, my husband was able to pay them, but they're coming up again. And we may end up homeless.
So how long have you haven't you had a job?
Since September.
We're in October?
Yeah, it's been 30 days.
Well, I'm thinking,
But are you choosing to be unemployed because the jobs that are available don't pay you as much money as you want to make?
No, I'm choosing to be unemployed because the jobs I apply for, they tell me I'm not qualified for because I'm black.
I don't see how anyone could say that. That's not legal.
Because you're white.
Yeah, it happens way too often.
What? That is literally illegal. And it's been illegal for over half a century. If what Chris said was actually true, then lawyers would be jumping to help him sue those companies on contingency, and he'd be a millionaire right now. So it sounds like Chris is just lazy and he's mooching off his husband. Now, 1 month isn't that much time, but he said he's about to go homeless, so at this point, he should be looking for any job he can get and then upgrade from there when things are more stable. If you're looking for any job, it's pretty easy to get employed in like a week, maybe 2 weeks, if you talk to the manager, dress nice for the interview, don't do drugs, and show up on time. But the great thing about this social experiment is that several of these people in this game have been on many shows done by Cut and have been on TV. One of them happens to be Chris. He and his husband were on an episode of Divorce Court where his husband said this.
He forget to tell you that he's been having problems with that boss, and for the last 6 months before he said got fired, I was like, you should be looking for another job. You should be looking for another, because once you lose your job, it's gonna be all on me. So he forgets to tell you that part. So yes, when he came home, oh, I lost my job. Yes, I wanna go fight because I told you that you're gonna lose your job, and then you did nothing to be looking for a new job now, you know? Or in the time that you knew that you were having a rocky situation.
He's absolutely right. You don't wait to get fired. When things suck, you start looking for other employment while you still have a job. That's how you avoid going homeless, Chris. When you do responsible things, you don't have to make up some oppressor to blame your bad choices on. Responsible people blame themselves. And you can definitely hear that Chris's husband sounds mad that he has to foot the bill for Chris's bad choices. But okay, come on. There has to be someone here who I, as a viewer, can feel like is not a sociopath and deserves the money.
I'm 19 years old. I'm a full-time student. Money would really freaking help. I just bailed out my parents 10 grand, and that was actually what I was supposed to use for my daughter's college fund. Sorry.
What if we helped you by connecting you to a mentor that we know?
Yeah, I know some people. I mean, if you give a man $1,000, you feed him for a day, but you teach a man to make $1,000, and you feed him for life. Oh.
Finally, someone who sounds like they deserve it. She's made some mistakes, but at least she isn't making excuses or trying to narcissistically portray herself as a savior of the world. Here's what's funny, though. A girl who is so broke that she can't find a few $100 for tires, and a girl who has a negative balance in her bank account, are going to find Isla a mentor to teach her how to be financially free? I got news for you. If you had access to that kind of help, you wouldn't be on this show. And honestly, who in the hell would want to help people who are this cruel?
My brother's getting married in Michigan.
This is already a no.
You want $1,000 to go to Michigan?
So I can be at the
wedding. Like my child, I'm not going to be able to buy appropriate gifts. Like, that would have been way better.
I want to be there for my brother and for his...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Fiance and...
FaceTime in.
Hold on!
You could FaceTime him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't with
okay, that's all I have to say.
Jeez, that was mean. She's trying to talk about a serious moment in her brother's life that she might miss because of finances, and you're just laughing at her. Maybe it's not life or death, but it's certainly better than, I'm too lazy to get a job, so give me money. I can see if they don't personally think that her reasoning is important, but the way they treated her is very sociopathic. Anyway, I'm going to skip over the other two people for time. After the speeches, they take a vote, and this guy, Joe, gets voted off first.
Joe. Aww. Sorry, Joe, you gotta go.
Sorry, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
Well done, Joe.
I didn't have a wedding to go to or a car with tires.
Oh, no!
It was nice meeting you, Joe.
There's where you'll sit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I hate this.
Now, if I wanted to play the same stupid game that some of them are playing, I might point out that after Chris called everyone racist and made an obviously untrue claim about why he can't get hired, they vote off the white guy first, and then Chris immediately goes and attacks the next person who he perceives to be white.
Abby, you should go next, because using the money for a plane ticket, and I feel like you can save for that, and if you really wanted to go, you could take the bus, you can take the Greyhound.
Amtrak.
Here's the thing, though. Chris's claim was basically, I don't want to work, save me from being poor, whereas Abby actually has a plan that is actionable and can be easily afforded by the $1,000, which means that money will serve a specific purpose as opposed to just being spent on whatever. If we're talking about financial responsibility on a limited income, then budgeting money for specific things is essential. Otherwise, you'll have lots of waste. After this moment, Abby has basically had enough of their crap and goes off on them.
I know I'm going next, so I just want to say something. So here's what I think is interesting, though. I've heard that I'm white, so I can't understand issues, or
I never said that.
I actually rewatched this whole thing specifically to check her statement, and she, in fact, did not say that. However, after seeing Shakira's behavior the whole episode, my mind was telling me that there was no way she didn't factor in race at some point. So I watched it a third time and found Shakira agreeing with Hodan when she says that everyone who is not black should leave.
Wait. No. What if everyone who's not black leaves as a form of reparation?
Then
the rest of the three of us get to decide who takes $1,000.
Never mind that there's an Asian girl sitting less than 5 feet away from her. So Shakira may not have said anything about race, but she agreed and cheered Hodan's most racist statement, which makes her just as bad.
So I just think it's interesting that race coming from me towards any one of you would be ghastly and inappropriate, but race coming towards any one of you towards me is appropriate and...
Please don't put me in that, because I never said anything about race. And I did.
And I would say that it's appropriate because you have the privilege to be a white person in America.
I'm Hispanic.
You should have spoke up when somebody called you white the first time.
Just take note of how mean and unempathetic the people who believe all the critical race theory doctrine are. We have Hodan here who claims she is a good person and is saving the world. Meanwhile, she does nothing but spew racism and makes this face while Abby is sharing her feelings. Then we have Chris who claims he's a victim of racist hiring managers who are attacking him for being black. Meanwhile, he says mean things about Abby for being white, and she's not even white. And it wasn't like, oh, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. It was, well, you should have told me you weren't white. I thought that all these people fighting for equity and fairness were supposed to be the most compassionate and empathetic people on the planet. Yet all we ever see is angry and selfish people using this narrative to get things they don't deserve. The people on this show even admit that's what they were doing while making fun of another contestant for not being a sociopath.
She should have used what she had to get what she needed. It's a player's club line. Ronnie Hill quote, you live by it, you get everything
you
want
in life.
Use what
you got to get what you want.
Say it again, Shakira.
Use what you got to get what you want.
The best part is that, as far as I can tell, the two meanest people in this social experiment are actually the most privileged out of the seven people in the group.
My priority is finding housing. Yours is getting some tires.
I need to pay for my house, too.
You
I
didn't
need to
say that.
I need to pay for my house.
According to you, everything's all set.
I have a house loan that I would like to pay for before I die.
Wait, like 5 seconds ago, Chris was about to go homeless, and now he's trying to purchase a house? What? So you don't need the money. If you're that broke, then use the down payment money you've saved up to pay your rent. Or maybe you stop doing this. Here's something that came from the divorce court video.
I love this man, but we have a side chick problem, and it's not a person I can fight. It's a family member, and they literally, like, by every aspect of side chick, we pay for bills, we pay electricity, we pay for car payments, we pay for back-to-school shopping.
During the show, Chris goes on to say that he made enough money to give this person 25% of his paycheck, took out a student loan to buy her a car, and then later bought her another car. Chris's husband, who is 3 years younger, strongly implies that he is footing the bill for a lot of this, which is why Chris can afford to give up 1/4 of his income. So Chris's husband is not only supporting Chris, but is also supporting someone else in Chris's family. In one video, Chris is saying he's broke, but in another video recorded around the same time, he's making it rain. Well, I mean, his husband is making it rain, by force. And then there's the Islamic girl Hodan, who actually has a house, so what extreme privilege she comes from. I understand this video was probably filmed in 2017, but owning a house was already hard then. Now, thanks to companies like BlackRock and Zillow buying up entire neighborhoods way over asking price, buying a house has become impossible for what seems like most people. So basically, like I said, they've exposed the whole CRT affirmative action grift, which is less about fairness and more about finding whatever trick or excuse they can use to unfairly get what they want. Getting back to the game, at this point, Isla, the girl in the red dress, has gotten blackpilled from the challenge and basically gives up.
I started to feel bad for everyone. I'm at this point where I want to stick around in the match so I can be actively in the discussion, but I'm like starting to hear everyone's input and I'm like, oh shoot, like maybe I don't deserve this, you know? I'm like, fuck.
Were you forfeiting?
No, I'm not forfeiting!
Well, sort of gives up. It was a funny quip, but she wasn't lying. She decided her soul wasn't worth $1,000, gives up, and gets voted off the challenge immediately after this moment.
Anyone who thinks that Abby should go home, raise your hand.
Anybody thinks that Isla should go home, please raise your hand.
One of the things I found more disturbing about this video is that I know there are people who have their price, but I was shocked at how little money it costs to get some of these people to act terribly. $1,000 isn't that much money, especially when it comes to burning your reputation in front of millions of people. The worst of them look like they are at least in their mid-20s, and we know from divorce court that Chris is 28. At that age, this should not be so much money that you're willing to destroy people for it. That being said, they did this same experiment with teenagers, and they were far more well-behaved. Hell, they should be embarrassed that a 19-year-old who has a child was way less selfish than they were.
She literally said, like, I don't know if I deserve this. Like, that's what she said. Like, that's how she said it. And I'm like, wait a minute.
So mean. Honestly, I'm at that point where I'm starting to think whoever does get the money does not deserve it.
You got up there, you just...
And you started crying.
And you were like, I don't even know if I deserve this. Okay, well, never mind, Abby. Yeah. You next.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had one thing that none of us do. It was a child.
It's a child. You could have played that baby car. My baby ain't got no diapers. My baby ain't got no wipes.
That probably would have
worked. I'm out of gas bill.
That would have worked on me.
I think that after Isla gets voted off, the most entertaining thing is just watching her slowly lose faith in humanity. Here's her grabbing a box of tissues after seeing this horrible display. She also says this in a TikTok AMA a few years later.
I did walk out of the shoot to go cry in the bathroom. Yeesh.
She definitely learned something about people that day. Slight tangent, but I did want to give an honorable mention because I, as well as everyone else, didn't seem to notice that the red-haired girl Kat isn't much better than Shakira, Chris, or Hodan. During some of the most offensive material, like when they made fun of Isla, Kat is right there laughing with them. I think it's hard to notice because she is much quieter than everyone else, and she didn't initiate anything. But she is definitely involved, and she clearly agrees with the critical race stuff and the intersectionality oppression Olympics when she says this.
We have two black women, a white woman, and a black man. We're kind of all on the same level right now,
right?
Like, income-wise.
I do give more credit to Kat, though, because she actually has a job, and she showed more empathy for Abby's story by saying she's sorry, instead of just crapping on her like Chris did.
At this juncture, I'm so sorry, Abby, but I have to agree. I gotta pay for plane tickets, too.
So not as bad, but definitely not good. Also, I happened to notice something else during this video. I'm going to spoil it a bit. The three worst people, Shakira, Chris, and Hodan, are the ones who are in the final running for the money. With that information in mind, you can see the contrast of morality between the people who actually work and the people who don't.
I had a really hard financial time a couple months ago, and I gave so much plasma that I passed out on the bed.
Yeah, I have a scar too.
Some minute ago, you didn't know how to get money to go on a plane.
If I have a plasma scar, doesn't that tell you I'm trying to do everything I possibly can?
I mean, are you?
Really? The guy who's unemployed and makes ridiculous excuses for why he can't work is going to judge and suggest that they're lazy? Those two work way harder than him. A part of the reason why I gave Kat more credit is because it sounds like she is genuinely trying.
So,
you're
like,
a hairdresser?
Hairdressers make a lot of money, girl. No, but I'm
not looking
can't
for
work
minimum
for
wage
40.
Jobs.
No, I have jobs. I'm not looking
then,
for a job.
Then why don't you take it from three jobs to one?
That's like saying, why don't you get a job?
I mean, I'm in the process of getting a job. I would never work three jobs and be stressing myself out like that.
I don't even think you're willing to stress yourself out for one job. Real talk for a second, because some of what he said is technically correct. Though the work ethic required to have three jobs is admirable, don't do that. That's how you stay poor. The goal is to do one job so well that it pays significantly more than three jobs combined. So if you already have a job and it's not paying enough, don't get a second job. Either find somebody in that market who is willing to pay you more, or use your spare time to train for a better job. Do not split your focus between multiple jobs. You'll end up with less money by doing that. Anyway, the point is that Chris is out here playing the victim when he isn't even doing the bare minimum. And it's not just him. Shakira has been in a number of cut videos, and in this one, she alludes to having a drug problem.
Can I get some water real quick? Because my mouth's getting dry.
Yeah.
My mouth gets dry when I get nervous. Also, I'm sober, so that's never fun.
I'm gonna put that in the
video now. If any of you have ever heard me say that pot changes your laugh, and it definitely does, just like smoking a lot of cigarettes makes you sound raspy, this is an example of a pot laugh. Let's hear it again. Later in this video, she says that she's not much of a smoker, but know that addicts lie a lot to save face. Cotton mouth, that laugh, and suggesting that she doesn't enjoy being sober? Yeah, she smokes a lot. Or drinks. Guess what, Shakira? I found a way for you to save money. I lived in a state where weed is legal long enough to know that it can get pretty expensive, especially for a regular user. Maybe it's time to stop. Also, maybe spend less time doing casting calls for cut and go find something that actually pays. As for Hodan, though I can't really find any additional information on her, I get the sense that she is similarly irresponsible. When she is asked why she needed the money, she didn't say, "I'm working hard and I can't figure it out," like the four others did. She said, "My life is bad because of my race." She also said she did some sort of work with climate stuff. I don't know if that's some sort of charity or if that's her actual job. If it's charity, then she should stop. If you can't afford tires in a place where it rains a lot like Seattle, then you don't have the luxury of doing charity. Charity comes after you are able to take care of yourself. If it's her job, then I think she should find another one because it doesn't pay her enough. Or she isn't responsible with money. So like I said, eventually Abby and Kat get voted off, and the three that are left are Chris, Hodan, and Shakira. Then this happens.
Everybody on the sidelines, who do you think deserves it out of those three?
None of them.
Yeah, can I like, just like recuse myself?
Recuse.
I thought that was funny. But during this part of the video, all three of the surviving contestants have to decide who gets the money, and if they don't vote unanimously, no one gets it. At this point, they decide to huddle up so they can't be influenced by the more moral people who are already out of the game. And Hodan takes one last chance to say something racist.
I want you to take the money. And it's not because I hate you, because we're all black. I love all of us.
And then they pick Shakira. After that, they try to act like they're generous and caring.
I already knew that I'm okay without this $1,000. It'd be nice to have, but it's not shaking my world up right now.
And she's in a worse predicament than us.
And I would rather that money go towards...
Thank you, guys.
What's even funnier is that Cut did a post-show interview in a separate video. They asked a great question to Shakira.
Do you have any regrets about anything?
Not at all.
She later says that the way she behaved was just her being competitive. No, it's you being a sociopath. Haven't you ever heard, it doesn't matter if you win or lose, it's how you play the game? Who cares if you win in such a way that nobody wants to play the game anymore? You were laughing and making fun of a girl's problems to the point of making her cry because she said $1,000 isn't worth being evil. Shakira said she wished she did that part differently. However, that's probably because she realized that it made her look bad. But there was no apology or attempt to reconcile her bad deeds. Therefore, she is still a bad person. All three of the finalists had zero awareness of how they came off. And the fact that two out of three of them sold themselves out for zero money is just great.
Like, everyone had problems. Everyone here wanted the money. It's weird. Halfway through, I was like, I don't belong here. Like, tearing other people apart just because I want money.
Correct. You would think that most people would feel like that. But when you have a group of people who for years have been falsely told that all white people are out to get them, it's going to breed a certain amount of animosity towards the people they believe are oppressing them. Isla confirmed that animosity on TikTok when talking about how they treated Joe.
There's literally no other way that I can put this, and this is not speculation either. It was like mentioned during shooting, but essentially it's because he was a straight white male. So some felt that he had literally virtually no struggles whatsoever.
All of this is under the guise of critical race theory. Hodan and Chris said those things because of that ideology. And you have to ask, do you really want more of this? Do you want more people using the word white privilege as an excuse to treat others like crap? Do you want more people blaming their obvious bad choices on some mysterious ill they cannot specifically define instead of actually fixing their problems? Because that's all critical race theory does. It doesn't actually fix anything. It just makes people hate each other. What the promoters of CRT don't want is people like Chris saying, instead of blaming my problems on my skin color, maybe I should try putting in more effort to get the things I want and make more responsible choices. Because then he might actually get what he wants and be happy. Happy people aren't useful to manipulators. And what those manipulators really don't want is black people saying stuff like this.
Affirmative action is racial discrimination.
Yeah, it's racism. It is racism. If you are taking a group of people and judging them on their race and setting them aside, giving them a special treatment, if you are uplifting a person or you are trying to suppress a person because of their race, that is racism.
The race grifters really don't want that message to be popular with black people, which is why they do things like call Larry Elder the black face of white supremacy when he ran against Gavin Newsom in California, even though it goes directly against what they say their diversity and inclusion goals are, because Gavin Newsom is a rich white male and Larry Elder is black. This kind of framing where you don't want to take responsibility so you blame something that's out of your control is not how you get what you want. And people don't just do it with race, they do it with all kinds of things. Lots of people are guilty of it. How many times have you heard a YouTuber blame the algorithm for when their views start going down? Here's what I have to say about that.
A lot of times people, oh boy, it's like they think their videos are better than they are, honestly. Essentially, by studying the algorithm, you'll learn that you're more studying human psychology, right? What do humans want to watch? What do they find enjoying? Anytime you say the word algorithm, just replace it with audience and it works perfectly. Like the algorithm didn't like that video. No, the audience didn't like that video. Mm. Now, you know, because literally that's it. If people are clicking and watching, then it gets promoted more. And that's literally all the algorithm does is reflect what the people want to a T. And if you deny that, you just make terrible videos and are trying to find a scapegoat.
Right. If I blame my lack of success on myself and my inability to attract viewers instead of blaming the algorithm, then I actually have to work and change. And that's the reason why people don't think like that. It's because blaming yourself requires self-reflection and, more importantly, a lot of effort. But in reality, the people who are constantly looking for something that is out of their control to place blame on aren't the people who get ahead. Instead of doing that, if things aren't going your way, look for the things that you do have control over and change them. Even if it's not the big thing that changes the world, most things that you have control over are going to be small. But when you start thinking like this, you'll be surprised at how much control you have over your life. Anyway, thanks for watching, follow me on Twitter, and I'll see you in the next video.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.